Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah bless you. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, and thank you for your support. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan Salaam. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of you. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We're so happy today that we're able to go ahead and start our Jumu'ah here. Everybody's being tested. This is Ramadan. We're all fasting, and we're all going through the test of the fast, as well as all of the things that are going on in our lives as Muslims. We are a people of leadership, but before we can lead, we must be people who conquer our own selves, and that's a lot about what the Ramadan is about, to get control of ourselves and to be able to show that we have endurance and are willing to do what we need to do, to sacrifice and to work hard to prove that we are fit to be those who are leading others, as Allah says in the Quran. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And today we wanted to talk about how all of the prophets, all of the messengers of Allah, always pray for the sake of their people. Pray for their people's help. So that's basically what we're talking about today. That's the subject, is the messengers coming in and search of answers from Allah and the life that He has put us in, so that we can have the best construction, or put the best construction on a good life for the people. So we have callers. Let's see if somebody's calling in to listen. Hold on 1 second, please. Thank you again for calling in. We're thankful to Allah that we have our Jumu'ah going on. I hope that I didn't interfere with the Blog Talk Radio line. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to call the adhan, and that'll get the Jumu'ah started. And then we're going to open up the Jumu'ah with the greeting that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, always used before the beginning of every Jumu'ah. So please listen in. And don't hang up. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya salat, hayya salat, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We're always called to advance in a loud voice and try to be as capable as we can. And we ask Allah's help in anything that we're doing. So that adhan is the sound that you make, the loud voice call that you make, the call to prayer, to so that the people can hear, even if they're far away. And we say it as loud as we can. We got a nice announcement to make about that today, too, about the Muslims who are over in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, always started the Jumu'ah with this authentic khutbah. It's called khutbah al-hajjah. And they said the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to praise Allah before starting the khutbah. And the khutbah al-hajjah is read in Arabic and is inna Allaha nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And the English translation of that is, truly praise be to Allah, and we seek His help and His forgiveness. we seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leads can guide. We bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And we bear witness that Allah is that there is no God except Allah, the one and only, and that that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, again, peace be unto you. In Arabic we say assalamu alaikum. And we also want to say to you Ramadan Mubarak. This is the Ramadan month in the Islamic calendar, on the Islamic calendar. It's the ninth month, and it happens to be the month in which the Holy Quran began to be revealed. The first five verses of the Holy Quran began to be revealed during the month of Ramadan on a day or a night that we call the night of power. And that's the beginning of our book. And we know that the book called the Quran, our book called the Quran, is one of many books, but it is the only book that has all of what was revealed by Allah, all of what was revealed to Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, is in our book, the Holy Quran. The other books that, don't hang up, someone's calling it. Let me see if I can merge these. Okay, I think we got it going. Okay, brothers and sisters, if you're on the line, please put your phone on mute because we're recording and also because you're on the line with others. So please put your phone on mute so we cannot hear you and what's going on in your environment. Excuse me. So what we were saying is that the Quran began to be revealed during the month of Ramadan, and there are other books. There were books that were revealed to Jesus, and Jesus' book we call the New Testament or the Injil. In Arabic or in our religion, al-Islam, is known as the Injil. And in Prophet David, Daoud, we call him. And by the way, we call Jesus Esau, upon David, whom we call Daoud. Daoud had a book called Sabur, a Sabur revealed to him. And we know Moses, we call him Musa. He had a book revealed to him called the Torah. But none of those books have all the parts, all of the words that were revealed to their various prophets. But we Muslims are the only ones who have all of the words that were revealed to our prophet, Muhammad. And when I say our prophet, and I'm talking about other people, all of those prophets are our prophets. We don't discriminate. Allah says in the Holy Quran, we don't make a distinction between any of the prophets that is unreasonable or untrue. But all of the prophets, all those ones I mentioned, and many, many more, are prophets in al-Islam, and we respect all of them, and we obey all of the truth that was revealed to them, that the parts that we still can get our hands on. But all of the words in the Holy Quran are true. They've never been changed or altered. The Holy Quran is the final revelation. There's no revelation needed after the Holy Quran, because all of the questions are answered from the Quran. Allah says all of the things of importance are revealed in the Holy Quran. And in Arabic it says, La yatunika, this is a verse. La yatunika bilhaqi wa asna tafsira wa La yatunika bilhaqi La yat, let me see if I got it right. La yatunika bi mathalin illa jitnaka bilhaqi wa asna tafsira. Alhamdulillah, glad I could do it properly. That is the actual verse in all the Quran. And Muslims are told, when you read the Holy Quran, read it not only with respect, but also learn the verses as they are revealed. And be very careful about trying to translate a verse and taking it out of its true meaning. And we, of course, we know the truest meaning belongs to Allah, but the Quran has been revealed in such a way that Allah says it is easy to understand and remember. Easy to understand and remember. And Allah tells us about the Holy Quran to study it as it should be studied and to study as much as may be easy for us. You know, Allah has given everybody different capacities, abilities, and some people can just read and read and read and retain all of it. Some people read it and they forget. Allah says that as you're growing older, you tend to forget. And Allah says you are returned to an age or you are brought into an age where you know nothing after knowing much, where you know nothing after having known much when you were younger. So we can forget. There's various diseases, Alzheimer's and different things like that, that can take the person's mind away. This society has let in criminals and has its own criminals, and criminals are coming in and out of this country all the time. But they give you mind-altering things to try to make you forget or to alter your mind so that you can't study or retain or think or learn the way that Allah made you to be able to learn. Allah made you natural and real and healthy and sensible. And so the vast majority of the people are able to learn a lot and retain a lot, remember a lot, use a lot, and prosper by it. But we know that, as I was saying, there are criminals in society now who have organized themselves for their father, the devil. They're organizing themselves to try to take the good people out, try to destroy us, to destroy our thinking. And they have the nerve to try to charge you for it. They charge you money for the alcohol, charge you money for the drugs. Sometimes the people don't have the money, so they have to steal to get the money, or they have to rob to get the money, or have to lie to get the money, or whatever. But Muslims are told, do not be involved with intoxicants and do not be involved with gambling. That intoxicants and games of chance and risking your future or risking your time or whatever, risking your energy. And Allah says in the Holy Quran that inna al-mubadhirina kana ikwana shaitan, that the wasters are the brothers of the devil, that the wasters, inna al-mubadhirina kana ikwana shaitan, that the wasters are the brothers of the devil, which means that there's no one or two wasters. There's many, many, many people who disobey Allah and lose their way in life. I hate to hear that, and I hope that never happens to any of you who are listening to our talk today. Allah sent this religion to save us. Every word in the Holy Quran is true, and Allah says that there's no word, la yatumnika bimathalin illa jiknaka bilhaqi wa asana tafsira, that there's no concern, no idea, no thought, no word that can be on your mind. There's no question that can be asked except that he reveals the exact knowledge about it. He reveals the truth about it. That's what I mean when I say exact knowledge. He reveals the truth about it and the best explanation of it. That Allah reveals the truth, and he makes it crystal clear for all of us so we can understand what he's talking about. What does this do? We're not just here to just shout and preach and sweat and be happy. We're here to make sure that we're doing what the Creator wants us to do. He sent this Quran and all of the other truth. He sent it for guidance, our guidance, so we will know what to do in situations. And he makes some people understand it better than others so that they can provide guidance or help the others who don't understand it as well. Allah says through Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, that one learned Muslim is harder on the devil. It says one learned man is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. You may have heard that before. That one learned Muslim is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. So we want to be learned people. We want to be learned. And the Quran is here for us to get to be learned. to get to be learned people, to get to be wise people. The knowledge in the Holy Quran is not static. It's not sterile. It's not just sitting there. The knowledge in the Holy Quran, living truth, living knowledge, living wisdom. The power in it is alive. The words in it, the words are alive, and they give you power. They help you, they help your mind construct all of the best. The words talk to you directly, and then they develop growth in you so that the words of truth in the Holy Quran begin to help you, help your brain grow the best knowledge in the creation. It helps your brain see with the best vision in the creation. It helps your thinking think the best, helps your mind think with the best thinking in the creation so that it's hard for people to really accept it or believe it. You will have the best and most powerful mind for solving problems and seeing ahead than anybody else on earth. And Allah says it. Allah says it right in the Quran. He says it right in the Quran, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas. Ta'maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. This Quran is sent to make you the best and the smartest person on earth. That verse I just recited says that your community, you are the best people. Your community, you are the best people brought up and brought about or evolved for the benefit of mankind. Everybody that meets you prospers by what the Quran has taught you. So all of the Muslims try to study as much of the Quran as they can. And Allah makes it easy for us to remember what's in the Quran, learn it and remember it. And then he makes it easy for us because all of the Muslims are told to use this month, Ramadan, in which the ninth month of the calendar, Islamic calendar, to use this month to become familiar with the Quran, the words that are in the Quran. So we read 1/30 every day. And all across the world, over a billion Muslims, you know how much a billion is? That's 2,000 million. That's 2,000 million. And that's 200,000, 100,000. 200,000, 100,000 people. Like I said, 2,000 million. And like I said, 2 billion people are reading the Holy Quran during this month called Ramadan. All across the world, I don't care what country you talk about, there's a Muslim there reading the Quran during this month of Ramadan, and that's how we all stay on the same page, and that's how we all come up. That's how we all grow. That's how we all develop in the same mindedness. What is that mindedness? Because, you know, a lot of people, if they see somebody with the suit on they got on, they don't want that suit. I ain't gonna buy that suit. So-and-so wear that. And sisters, unfortunately, not bagging on. They got that bad. I don't want to wear what she wearing. I don't want to look like her. I'm changing my wardrobe, my whole. I don't want no shoes like she got on. Everybody got that. I don't want that. And then sometimes when there's a style, then they all want it. You've seen that before too, right? They all want the same style. But this Quran, not only does it give you your own unique mind, but it gives us all that 2 billion of us, gives us the same insight into what our Lord Allah wants for us. What the Creator wants for all of us, we learn, we all learn it. We all become familiar with that during the month of Ramadan. I hope you understand what I'm saying, but this is vitally important. So I might tell you one thing as a Muslim. You go to the next Muslim, guess what? If it's from Allah that he got out the Holy Quran, he going to tell you something so similar, you're going to know you can trust what he said just like you can trust what the other Muslim said. And on and on and on. Allah wants us to be like that so the devil can't break our ranks. That's why the Muslims line up in prayer, shoulder to shoulder and foot to foot, straight line, shoulder to shoulder and foot to foot, because it's symbolic. The symbol is we're a gigantic wall. We're a powerful wall. We're a united wall. We're a united front against the devil. We're a united front. We're a united people. We're a united culture. We're a gigantic united family
against the devils.
Because then his forces are united. They obey him. He tells them to go and attack the believers and make the believers stop believing in Allah. Stop getting, stop praying to Allah. Stop believing what Allah has revealed. To don't listen to the Holy Quran. Put it off to the side. The Jews suffered from that. The devil came to them and some of the Christians, made them throw away their book or stop obeying their book, so to speak. Exactly what they started doing. They stopped obeying their books and they started gambling. In other words, taking risk, trying to profit off of risky situations, trying to benefit off of something forbidden. They started eating that pork. They started drinking. They started smoking. They started using drugs. They started illicit sexual behavior. They started doing everything. But do you know how wrongdoers are? You tell them the right thing to do, they don't want to do that. And Allah says right in the Quran, the thing that the prophets tell the people to do, the people won't do it. He said, but if the thing the prophets tell them don't do, that's what they'll do. That's the verse of the Quran, brothers and sisters. That's the verse of the Quran. So if I, out of my own accord, was trying to tell you something and it didn't sound right or you don't want to do it, all I got to do is say, I'm only telling you what Allah has taught all of us. And somebody might say, well, I follow the Bible. Well, all of what you want, like I told you in the beginning, all of what Moses taught, all of what Jesus taught, all of what David taught, all of it is not available to us anymore. It was lost. You still have them on TV and in these different documentaries talking about how they found bits and pieces of certain books and they think it's from Moses, think it's from Jesus. We found the lost scrolls. We think it's from the time of some great prophet. We found something in the caves. We found something in a bottle under the ocean. They're still looking for stuff. Well, Muslims don't have to go through that because Allah blessed Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, with the final revelation, the completed revelation. All of the information or answers that are important for mankind, by nature, we have it in our Holy Quran. And Allah tells us during the month of Ramadan to read the whole Quran, one part at a time for each day. So the Quran is sectioned into 30 parts. And every day we read a part of the Holy Quran until we finish the whole book during the month of Ramadan. That's justice, and that's respect for Allah's word. The Holy Quran are the words of the Creator. Who best knows you, brothers and sisters? I don't even know myself better than the Quran, than the words in the Quran that Allah has revealed. I don't know myself better than my Creator. And he was gracious enough to send me guidance, send me a manual, send me like a map so I can make it through my life safely. I've been a Muslim studying this religion and practicing this religion since I was 25 years old. That's what I've done. And no, I'm not perfect. I don't have to be perfect. But the Quran conditions your mind. The words in there conditions your mind until you wish you was perfect and you want to be perfect. So you try to strive for perfection. And then you're told in the Holy Quran, when you make a mistake, just be quick in the race for forgiveness from Allah. When you commit a sin, be quick in the race for forgiveness from Allah. And guess what? Allah says in the Holy Quran, when you walk to him, he runs to you. So he says he's quick in forgiving you as a believer. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you fail in everything, as long as you hold on to your faith in Allah and your willingness to follow what he has revealed in the Holy Quran, he said, you'll never go astray. You'll never go astray. And the prophet said, if you hold on to the book of Allah, the words in the Holy Quran, and the prophet's way of living, because he's the example on how successful a human being can be from studying the Holy Quran. And it says in the Holy Quran how he would grieve himself almost. He would grieve himself over the fact that some of the people, he would see them going astray, and he knew there was nothing he could do to save them. And Allah says in the Holy Quran that just call them. Call them. Your job, your duty is not to force them to do anything, but your duty is to call them to this guidance. And I'm here to tell you, this guidance is bright. This guidance is the most correct. These are the words of the Creator himself. To obey people, but you do have to obey the Creator, Allah, if you want success in your life. Success after success after success. You won't have to worry. You won't have to be fearful that Allah is going to misguide you, because Allah says in the Holy Quran, this is a verse I'm telling you right now, he said he never misleads. He never misleads his servants. And he says, if you study so much or believe so much, pray so much, give yourself to Allah's word so much, and follow the prophet, peace be upon him, so much, he said, you become his friend. And the Holy Quran says, "Ala inna awliyallahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." That on the friends of Allah there is no fear, nor shall they have cause to grieve. You'll get to a situation where stuff won't scare you no more. I can't tell you how many times I've been scared in this life. I'm 73 years old. I can't tell you how many times I've been scared in this life, or betrayed in this life, or lied to in this life, or tricked in this life. I can't tell you how many times people have tried to get rid of me. I was in the war. I can't tell you how many times they wanted to kill me or blow me to pieces. I have one of my best friends that I grew up with. He didn't get past 18 years old. Definitely not past 19. His birthday was right. He got killed right around his birthday, within a week or two. So I don't know if he made it or it was coming up. I forget. But he got blown to bits. Okay? Blown to bits in the Vietnam War. So there were people there's always people trying to get at you one way or another. They're coming at your body, or they're coming at your mind. They're coming at your reputation. They're coming at you, brothers and sisters. You better wake up and realize that you can't make it on your own. You have to have guidance, but you still have to put forth maximum effort on your own and within yourself. But you need to know what Allah has said, is you're going to be tested by the life of this world. You're going to be tested, but he says that the believers will win. And it says a verse in the Holy Quran, that was a verse right there. It says that the believers, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers will win. The believers will win. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers will win. And there's another verse that says, never will Allah give the unbelievers a way to triumph or get victory over the believers. Never. And you can be tested. Allah says, think about Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him. You know, as Muslims, we read his history. And it says that at one time, this is a verse in the Quran, they were tested so severely that even the prophet and those with him said, when will come the help of Allah? You know, sometimes you want to give up. Even the prophets, sometimes they want to give up because of the life of this world and the people in the life of this world, these horrid followers, these evil followers of Satan, they can make life so hard that even the best believers, even a prophet, peace be upon him and peace be upon all of them, cry out, when will come the help of Allah? When will come the help of Allah? Oh, I can't make it. Oh, this is too hard. I'm going to sink. I'm going to fall. I'm going to drown. I'm going to die. Cautions them to pull yourself together with faith. Pull yourself together with faith. And so the prophet said, when will come the help of Allah? And the verse says, the help of Allah is always near. Always near to those with faith. So keep your faith, brothers and sisters. Don't let yourself be broken or shattered by the life of this world. Don't you do it. You keep yourself together. I'll tell you, I did it. And I'm sure I'm going to be tested some more. I told you, I'm 73. I'm sure if I live even another day, people come up to you and don't even know you and start some foolishness. I had that happen to me last week. I'm telling you, you just don't know. More than once, maybe two or three times last week. People that don't even know me are saying stuff they shouldn't be saying, doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. One lady banging on the hood of my car. I've been in a situation where I tried to give somebody a couple of dollars. I think I tried to give somebody a $5 bill one time. And they snatched the money and threw it on the ground and walked away. Because they're evil ones in this society who have drugged these people. They have drugged many people. Some of these people might be related to you. Cousins or whatever, and the criminals have drugged them, so that they can get what those people have. You got a nice job, or you got a nice family, or you are trying to take care of your business, you're trying to live a reasonable life in this society, which is hard enough. The economy is bad, or it goes up and down. You know, it's hard enough. Racism is here. All kinds of evils here. They make weapons for violence and destruction. Liars are here. The gamblers are here. Everybody, anybody that can affect your life negatively is all around you. But if you be a believer in Allah, he said he'll surround you with invisible forces. He'll surround you with invisible forces that you can't see, hear, taste, smell, none of that. But those invisible forces, they're angels. You can't see an angel. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said angels are made of light. The only way you can sometimes detect that an angel may be around you is when all of a sudden things seem to get so peaceful, and it seems like the house or the room or the situation light up or improve. And another way is that some impossible thing happens for you over and over, all these miracles. You know, angels are miracles. They're miraculous creatures that Allah has made, and they work for him as messengers. And anything he orders them to do, they do it. And the Holy Quran says they never flag or intermit. Means they never stop. They never waver. They do, and it says in the Holy Quran, they do exactly as they are commanded. But these invisible forces, and they can take on forms if Allah allows them or orders them to do it. They're not doing it out of their own will. They're doing it because Allah has ordered them to help you or to save you or to block for you so that nothing can disturb you or whatever. But when you're a strong believer, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said you'll start seeing these miracles in the street like you see people. He said you'll see angels, you'll see miracles, you'll see great happenings, wonderful happenings happening for you so much that you know you couldn't bring about yourself. It'll happen so much that they'll seem as familiar to you and comfortable to you, more comfortable to you than people walking around you. Yes. Yes. And I call it opening the doors. Allah will open doors for you that you couldn't open. You might think you could have. And see, the mind be tricking us. You know, we think we all that, you know. Oh, this would have happened anyway. No, it wouldn't have happened anyway. You know, I try to tell people that's called, that word, when I said somebody say, oh, it happened, because they doubt. It's called doubt. If you doubt that Allah did it for you, then really you're saying you doubt Allah. You're saying you don't really believe in Allah. You believe in chance. You believe in luck. You are saying it'll happen anyway all by itself. No. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he said if he didn't order them to function, he said if he didn't order them to, or if he hadn't created them, they would cease to function. And he said if they should fail, there is none, not one, can sustain them thereafter. That Allah is the sustainer of the heavens and the earth. We got to believe that. And once this truth, these kinds of truths, get into our ears and our minds and permeate our being and permeate our time here, permeate our existence, permeate our life, permeate our every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Once we get so full of Allah's help, we stop all that doubting and we say, oh, praise to Allah. That's what we're praying for. We pray five times a day. All across the world, all the Muslims are told, especially during this month of Ramadan, especially during this month, stop everything you're doing and make your five daily prayers like you have been instructed, but some of you have neglected it through the year and gotten weak. But here's Ramadan who has come or has been sent to restructure you. The month of Ramadan is when all of the Muslims are told to practice your religion as perfectly as you can and then read what your religion is about by studying the Holy Quran, which is the book of guidance for us. That's one of its names, Kitab al-Huda, the book for guidance for us. Kitab al-Munir, a book of light for us. Call a book of mercy for us, Rahmah. That's the Holy Quran. Shifa'un. Kitabun shifa. Kitabu Kitab means book. Kitabu shifaun, a book of healing. Allah says if you read the Holy Quran, that his divine words in the Holy Quran will heal the diseases in your life, will heal the diseases in your heart. That's exactly what it said. That the Quran will heal the diseases in your heart. You know, in the old days when we were young, before we got familiar with the Quran, most of us were Christians, and the society forced us into slavery, and then after or during slavery, let some of us have some a religion. So we know something about the Bible, and then once we got some religion, which we realized helped make us be able to endure slavery and handle our situation emotionally better than we did as just slaves with ignorance, with no knowledge, no sense, no book of guidance at all. That guidance, that book, it helped us, and we got stronger and stronger. But the Holy Quran has no defects in it. It is a pure book, and it heals the diseases in your heart and your mind and your feelings. It helps stabilize your emotions. That's what Allah's words do. They structure you. The Holy Quran will structure, the words of Allah will structure you in such a way that you won't crumble under the weight of the world. You won't shatter when they strike all these blows on you. You'll be able to, like they used to say about this watch they used to make by a company, it says it could take a licking and keep on ticking. Yes, brothers and sisters, this world can't destroy believers. And if they killed you, some people think destruction is death. Death is not destruction. You have to understand that. You know, when somebody dies and they put them in a grave, the body deteriorates and returns to the earth. And you hear them saying when they put the person in the grave, from dust we come and unto dust we return. Well, at one time, the earth was nothing but stardust, part of the sun, right? Big collisions and stuff out there in space. And so eventually these fireballs began to cool and cool and cool, and earth was the one that Allah ordered to cool, and the condensation and the heat together created water, so it started to rain. And Allah says in the Quran, the earth was as mist, water. Lots of water, mist. That's all a cloud is, mist. So the water, rain, and cool the surface of the earth, which we call the crust of the earth, right? And the crust of the earth, Allah put nutrients in it. Allah put nutrients in the crust of the earth, so eventually plant life came about. Something that could eat the nutrients came about, and it got stronger and stronger, and it kept developing and developing. This is over the course of millions and millions and millions and billions and billions and billions of years until it got to the point to where it wasn't just plants, but some kind of plant evolved into almost like an animal, right? Because, you know, you go all the way back to the microbes, and they say some microbes have plant and animal cells in them, right? So then all of a sudden the animal kingdom came about. And then the animal kingdom went from, you know, just little amoebas and other little stuff, and it started forming and shaping and changing, moving, and pretty soon it had feet, or it had a head, or it had hands, or whatever. Brain, I'm sure the nerve cell came first, right? And so even now, when a baby's in the womb, first he's just a little bitty seed from the male that germinates or fertilizes the egg of the woman. Little bitty, you can't even see him. I think they said you barely can see the woman's egg. Barely, but you cannot see the male's germinating seed without a microscope. I believe that's how it goes, or maybe both of them need a microscope. But I'll tell you something, they are tremendously small, tiny, 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 tiny. But Allah evolved in his mercy and in his power and in his create. He says in the Holy Quran, whenever he wills anything, all he says to it is be. And it is. In Arabic, it's kun, fayakun, lahu kun. He says to it, kun, fayakun, kun, fayakun, I believe is the way it's said. And be, and it is. Be, and then it becomes. So look at all the favors that Allah has put in the creation for us. We're all the way whole human beings walking around, putting everything in place as we would like it to be, conquering things as Allah would allow us to have use our brains to conquer things and put things in order. But Allah says one thing about human beings, one thing about mankind, men, and he says it about the jinn people too, that we are just too ungrateful for his favor, just so ungrateful. And he says that ingratitude actually works to destroy us. He said we are ungrateful, and he says another bad habit we got is we just neglect and waste and neglect. Neglect means to waste. Neglect and waste and neglect and waste. Brothers and sisters, we're told that innal mubadzirina kana ikwana shaitan, that the wasters are the brothers of the devil. I don't want to be the devil's brother. You have to understand, it's our religion that orders us and guides us which way to go. It's Allah's word in this structured life called Islamic religion. It's Allah's word in that guides all of the Muslims. As I say, you go from one Muslim to the next Muslim to the next Muslim to the next Muslim to the next Muslim, and one Muslim may say, I don't know, because he don't know the answer, or he didn't learn, he don't read the Holy Quran, or he forgot. But the more you get to the learned Muslims, the more you get to the Muslims that study, the more you get to the Muslims that pray, the more you get to the Muslims that believe, the more you're going to get the answers. And the answers are in the Holy Quran and in the way Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, lived the Holy Quran. He's the model for how to live the most successful life on earth following the Holy Quran. If you live that, you're going to be successful. I have no doubts in my mind. Allah said in the Quran, is there any doubt about the Lord of the worlds? You going to doubt Allah? Well, who made you then? There's only Allah, and then there's the devil waiting on you. And he asked Allah for time so that the people that don't want to have faith and don't want to believe in Allah, don't want to follow Allah, don't want to do what's right, don't want to work for what's good, the devil said, let me have them. He said, if you give me some time, he said, I will show you that they'll be ungrateful for all of what you made for them, Allah. All of this you made for them. All of what you gave them. You gave them a body. You gave them a brain. You gave them all a good heart. You gave them all of that. But they're not grateful. And Allah says man is ungrateful. And he said man is also, this is a very important word, man is also hasty. He moves without thinking. That's that you're putting the energy, the cart before the horse. Putting all that energy out there, but he's not thinking, what if? Let me slow down. Let me think for a minute. Let me have a plan. Allah said, no one can be successful against the plan of Allah. He said, no one can prevail. No one can be successful against the plan of Allah. That's what the Holy Quran is and the life of this world, the life of this religion, Al-Islam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, leading it to prove to you that it can be lived, not only lived, but it can be it can produce the best leaders on the planet. That's who Muslims are. We're told that our Muslim community is a benefit for all the other people on the earth. That's what we're told. We're told that our people, our Muslim people, that the believers in Allah, the ones who follow this religion, Al-Islam, Allah tells us that our community, following this book, the Quran, and the leadership of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, we're told that our community is a benefit for the whole rest of the creation, the whole rest of humanity, the whole rest of the earth. Because it says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. That you are the best. All the others, ukhrijat lin-nas means all the other people. You are the best community evolved for the benefit, ukhrijat lin-nas, of all the rest of mankind. Nas is mankind. And nas, mankind. And nas, human beings. That the Muslims are a benefit for the rest of them, and we're only one-fourth of the earth. That shows you how much power Allah has given us. That our knowledge, our truth, our willingness, our ability to carry Allah's mercy, our continued service and worship, our willingness to obey Allah, our obedience, our trust in Allah, our faith in Allah is so powerful, so awesome, everybody around us some kind of way can benefit from who we are. And we're only 1/4 of the earth. We're only 25% of the earth. 75% of the earth benefits from that 1/4. 75% benefits from that 1/4. We're available for it, whether they want it or not. Whether they're willing to follow it or not, we're here in service to Allah, in obedience to Allah, to be available to lead mankind out of darkness. That's what the Quran says. This is a verse. Out of darkness into the light. Out of ignorance into success and light and understanding. Out of foolishness into something that makes sense, that is dignified, that is healthy, that is proven. All praise to Allah. So brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, and all of these messengers, they wanted this for all of their community. So all of the messengers were actually sent to be a light, to be a illuminating a messenger and an illuminating leader, communities for their families. We know Moses was associated with his family. We know, and most of the people benefited from the prophets. But when I say most of them, I'm talking about the ones that listen to the prophets. They benefit. And the people around them of the same community or race or whatever, they benefit. But Allah says that most of mankind, the rest of them, most of those other ones that we call, Allah said in the Holy Quran, most of them are perverted transgressors, especially the children of Israel. They're hard-headed. The ones they call the Jews. You know, they form syndicates. They won't let you in to get the knowledge that came to them through Moses, through David. Allah said in the Holy Quran, he sent them many messengers, many messengers. He sent Jesus to them. Peace be upon him and all of them. Peace be upon all of those messengers that came to them, Moses, David, Solomon. Peace be upon all of them. Joseph, all of them. Joseph's own brothers violated his trust and respect and leadership. But after they took a little whooping from Allah and were found out, discovered to be so criminal and crooked, after they said, "Oh, Allah, forgive us, pray for our forgiveness," they asked, you know, their father, who was also a prophet, Jacob. They weren't prophets, but Joseph was a prophet, and so was their father, Jacob. But after they repented, Allah gave them a chance. The people of Jonah, after they repented, Allah gave them a chance. The people of Noah, he tried to save his own son, but his son rejected and he drowned in the flood. Abraham's father, Abraham prayed to Allah for his father, and Allah said, "I don't want you praying for wrongdoers, Abraham." His father had threatened Abraham's life. He said, "If you don't get away from me, I'll have you stoned. I'll stone you to death." Noah's people said, "Stone you to death." They were the other group that threatened to stone. Yes. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to go on and on and on. This is so beautiful, this religion, this way of life. Because, see, my head has been remade from the world. It's actually been improved. I'll put it like that. You hear about the commercials, they say, "New and improved. New and improved." Well, Allah, he makes us as a little baby when we were born knowing nothing. And Allah gives us guidance. At first, hopefully through our parents. If our parents are believers, you're very fortunate. If your mother or father is Muslim, very fortunate. But as we grow, Allah sends us the guidance through the messengers. If there's no messenger on the scene at that particular time, we have the book of the messenger. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. But we have what he said. We had how he lived. And look how powerful this culture, this religion is, that people have lived the way that Muhammad lived for over 1,000 years continually. 1,440-something years continually. This is not Ramadan number 1, Ramadan number 57, Ramadan number 900. This is Ramadan number 1,400 and something.
brothers and sisters, continually. Look what an awesome way of life this is. Clean people who have been who have not been taken over by gambling, have not been taken over by fornication, have not been taken over by adultery, have not been taken over by robbing and stealing and lying. In a Muslim country, if they catch you lying in a Muslim community or on a document, your evidence will never be lying in court. Your evidence, you are banned from having your evidence accepted. We're not ones who break in your house at night, stealing your cars, selling you drugs and alcohol, and setting up whole cities wrapped around gambling and slot machines. We're not doing that to you. We don't have liquor stores set up. No Muslim is in the. No Muslim has a liquor industry set up. No Muslim have abortion idea desire going on. It's forbidden. It's outlawed. All that crime and sin is outlawed. Nobody's running around the street murdering you and stabbing you to death. We're forbidden to behave like that. We're told to get married as husband and wife and to tell the women, stay away from non-Muslims. Tell a Muslim woman, it's forbidden for a Muslim woman to go and marry a non-Muslim. I don't know if you know that or not. Allah says in the Holy Quran, call them by the names of their fathers. Don't take on the names of these bozos out here who are criminals, who will sell you into slavery, will buy you a hog's head to cook for them or guts or whatever. This is how they live. They don't care about it being pork products in the stuff in the store. They don't care about it being alcohol on the shelves. They go there to get that. And they want to feed it to you. So if you marry an unbeliever or get with an unbeliever or be out here hanging out in and prefer to be with non-Muslims, I don't care if they're even a good Christian. They taught the Christians, they tricked them out of the real laws because the Christians were taught don't eat pork too, right on yourself, or what they call it, mutilating the body. They were taught don't eat the pork, don't gamble. They were taught that. But the devil tricked them and made them say, and put it in the media. The wicked children of Israel put it into the media. You know, they're big media. They're the most powerful media people on the earth. Who you think is the voice of the devil? How do you think the devil communicates to people in addition to just them coming up with some silly stuff and doing it? And just because it makes them feel good, they continue to do it. It's mostly suggested through the media. They'll make songs. They'll make movies, and after the song in the movie, after you listen to the song in the movie, that suggestion, that whisper, will go into your heart, into your weak thinking, and next thing you know, you're doing something that is very much forbidden by Almighty God Allah. And the Christians got tricked into doing that. They got tricked into behaving like that long ago. So, man, you get these criminal men, and they say, I don't like the religion of strictness. I don't like the religion that makes me act right. I don't like the religion that won't let me just do my thing, do what we want to do, and still call ourselves Jews. We'll still call ourselves Christians. We'll still call ourselves believers, even though they're lying. Jesus told them, peace be upon them, he said, you're the children of the devil. And from that day on, they hated him. That's why very, 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 very few, if any, millions and millions and millions and millions of Jews do not name their children Jesus because they hate him. Jesus was a Muslim. They hate him. Muslim just means one who does what Allah wants them to do, one who bows in obedience to Allah, who submits to the will of Allah. That's what Muslim means. How many people you know like that? But if you go around the Muslims, you're going to meet everybody acting right. The vast majority, you might get one or two bozos acting up because they love this society and what the society tells them to do. Say, nah, I got to go get some scratch offs, y'all. I just like a little barbecue every now and then. Oh, I want to drink a beer, man. I want to drink. Okay. And that's why I tell people to stay out of the penitentiary because you get in trouble out here as a Muslim, and then you go into the penitentiary. That's like a cooking pot or a dinner chef or something that's making you poison to eat, that's making you deadly things to consume. And Allah tells us don't consume nothing unless it's halal. Don't be consuming unless you're forced, because you can't get to know halal. But Allah says stay away from the things that are forbidden, the haram. Stay away from that and only go to the halal. Your clothes should be halal. Your thinking should be halal. And if your thinking is halal, which means that you're doing only what Allah has permitted, if your thinking is like that, guess what? Everything else is going to be good, because your brain, your mind is what runs you. You better get your mind together, because there's plenty of people that want to scramble your brains until you can't think no more. Until everybody looks at you and make fun of you because you can't think no more. That's why they bring in the drugs over here, brothers and sisters. They're not for you to have a good time. They are making money selling stuff to people that they know is going to damage people, injure people, hurt people, bring people down, still make them lose their job or lose their property or lose their vehicle or lose their family or lose their everything they've been working for their whole life, lose their own life and end up in prison somewhere. Brothers and sisters, the Muslims are not allowed to do that. We are not allowed to do that. Our community forbids people to act a fool and take our stuff. So anyway, we're going to, I hope this does some good to the topic that we talked about today about and the good people praying for and being afraid for the future of their people and praying to Allah for the success of their people. So we're going to go into the second part of the talk, and we're going to end the Jummah in just a little while. We really appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate Blog Talk Radio and Brother Amin for carrying our message today. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-Qaram Rasaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that means we praise Allah and we seek His guidance, and we ask Allah's choices, guidance, and blessings be upon Muhammad and his family and his companions and all of the believers the world over. And we ask Allah to have mercy upon us as we live and as we are searching to keep ourselves and striving to keep ourselves in good health. And we pray for those who are ill to get back on their feet, recover from their ailments, moral, mental, or spiritual. You know, the moral ailment is the worst one. If the devils can cripple us morally, if the devils can make us get off our good, go away or run away from our good or give up our good, he can make us give up our good sense and give up our good behavior, then he's got us. Because when you give up your good behavior, this society teaches you, it's a hypocrite. This is just a devil. A lot of it is a devil. It teaches you to do bad stuff with movies and music, and then here come the police to arrest you if you do any of that bad stuff. You got guns all in the movie, but you might walk around here with a gun in your pocket. You got drugs all in the movie, but you walk around here with drugs in your area, in your luggage or in your whatever, you know, your purse or whatever, your wallet. They teach you all kind of fornication and adultery, smoking, drinking, all kinds of violations. But you do that stuff and see how bad your health gets. Next thing you know, you're on the operating table. Or the doctor say you only got so long to live. Or you have some kind of stroke or your vein popping in your head, aneurysm or something, because you're trying to follow this world which lies to you. It says, oh, drinking is cool. You only got to be 21. Why are you destroying this person, or 18? Why are you destroying this person who was born clean? All of a sudden, you come along with some rule or some law that they can get drunk, or that your society can behave wrongfully. Kidnapping, raping, abuse, beating up and violating people, assaulting people. This society will let you do all that in the movies. It makes movies to direct you to act out. But if you act out, you're going to get arrested. You're going to bring harm to yourself. Sounds almost like haram, harm. You're going to bring harm to yourself. You're going to get yourself incarcerated, put in jail. You're going to lose your prosperity, your job. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose heart. You're going to become depressed and stressed out. Look how many people talk about that. Because the society suggests to you to come out into the fun, but the fun is not fun. The fun is destruction, brothers and sisters. I hope you understand what I'm talking about because this is real. You come out into what they call fun in this society, and each and every time you're going to lose something, your morals, your life, your freedom. You're going to lose something. You're stealing from people. They say the guys that get under the cars and cut off the catalytic converters to go sell them because they got precious metals in them, palladium, I think platinum and some other stuff. But sometimes the car jack that they got falls on them. Sometimes the owner of the car hears him and he comes out and shoots him. When he left that morning, he just wanted some money so he could please his girlfriend or get another car or just have some dollars in his pocket. He didn't know he was going to die that day or be shot up or chopped up, have two or three pit bulls sicked on him. He didn't know that. You can't take chances. You can't put yourself out here on this street. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the women should be accompanied by a believer. Their father, their son, their brother, their husband. If she's married, her husband has that obligation. But look at America. No, go on, do what you want to do. Go on, do what you want to do. Next thing you know, the woman becomes so rebellious that she starts rebelling against nature. Men and women cannot rebel against nature. If a man rebels against nature, he's saying that he can do whatever he want to do. And so when somebody says, you're a man, don't you want a woman? You'll become like the people of Lot. And the people of Prophet Lot, peace be upon them, the men start saying, we don't want no woman. We want a man to have sex with or be romantic with. And you got women that are saying that like that. And then they start trading and start cutting off body parts, sewing on body parts. And then you got them, men and women, men and men going together, women and women going together. Then after a while, they hate their own creation, their own nature. So now they're nothing but a fool. Nothing but a fool. Nothing but a fool. Fooled by Satan. And Satan asked Allah for time. He said, give me time and I'll show you that they will not be grateful for your favors, for your divine favors that you gave them to make them natural, to make them healthy, to make them happy. Because being in order makes you happy, brothers and sisters. Being out of order does not make you happy. Acting like the movies don't make you happy. Listening to the songs and following the stuff in the song don't make you happy. I heard one girl singing in the song, and she said all the girls are jealous of her because she got all this stuff. She can take they man because she got all this stuff, and she got all the sex and all that. They got some filthy stuff going on out there, some crazy criminal ideas to put inside your head through your ears. You know, you got five senses. The two most powerful senses are your social senses. The ears for hearing, you can hear around the corner. And the seeing for reading, normal reading. I know some people read with their fingertips, the braille, they're black. But the braille person, you ask the average one, he'll say, my God, if I could just see, or if I just could see, or if I just had my eyes back, flash something or get their eyes damaged, car accident, whatever. But the society, the media uses your ears and your eyes to blind you. They use your eyes and your ears to make you deaf to truth, where you can't hear what's real no more. You can't see or read what's real no more. You follow the guessing. See, a blind man have to guess, don't he? He don't look like he's guessing. But he's guessing. If you stop for a minute and think about a blind person who's trying to find his way around, he's guessing. The man that won't hear truth and won't listen, what are you doing? He's guessing. And that doubt come up and say, you can do it yourself. I don't need nobody. Okay. We're going to close. But I get so happy to bring you this truth. And I'm so happy that there are people on the radio across the country who are listening to what we're talking about. And we're all coming up. This is Ramadan. We thank Allah for giving us the ability to have this truth. We are leaders. We're leaders. I don't care if you don't have a whole pocket full of money, a big bank account or fancy cars and housing and all that. Your heart and your good mind, your obedience to Allah will lead you to more and more success, more and more opportunities, and more people will appreciate you, like you, help you, support you, do good things for you, because they can hear a certain level of wonderful, wonderful blessings, miracles, and development in you. Yes, they say, this person doesn't sound cruel and wicked and arrogant. I can work with this person. I'll help this person, and they can help you. But you got to stay humble. That's like me. I've been training as a United States Marine. I've been trained as a high-level Muslim, I think so. I've been trained with high-level knowledge, so I hope that I try to be faithful to it. I've been trained with a lot of knowledge. I try to be faithful to it. If you ask me most questions, I think I can answer about 95 to 97, maybe even more, percent for you in the Quran. And the other 2 or 3% that I don't know, trust me, I'll research it until I get it for you. I'll get that answer. Allah says there's no question, no concern in this Holy Quran that has not been answered for you and put into the best explanation, the clearest way of understanding and seeing that information. So I believe I got some high-level stuff going on. I've been raised by people who want to do right, high-level in their heart and mind and soul want to do right. That's beneficial, brothers and sisters. That's beneficial. So use the things that you have, the skills that you have. If your only skill is to follow somebody who knows where they're going, then use that and watch and see how you come up. And watch the people who say, I don't need that. I know where I'm going. And then you come along, might be a week, might be a month, might be a year. And then they'll tell you, you can't make it without me. It might be a year. You'll see they're dead in prison. Somebody's after them and they're on the run. They done lost their mind, they done lost their money, they done had a stroke from the drugs, that liquor or something, or that stress, that stress will give you a stroke. Stress that killed them because they was living in so much confusion and so much doubt and so much superstition and nonsense. You know, you got people that live by the horoscope, Aries, Sagittarius, and the Taurus, the bull. Yeah, it is bull. Brothers and sisters, watch out. This society is full of make-believe, full of dizzy stuff. They got lands called that. Go, where you going? I'm going over to Dizzy. I'm following a rat and a snake and ducks and stuff. You better be careful, brothers and sisters. These people, they think, they try to make life look like it's a big romper room, a big game. But all of those things eventually will be something that take all your time, your money, your mind especially. Don't lose your mind. You need that. You can always get those other things back, but don't let nothing happen to your right mind. I remember my mom used to tell us all, stay in your right mind. Stay in your right mind. Obey Almighty God. Stay in your right mind. Yes. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah bless each and every one of us. I wanted to read a few verses in the Quran. Also, I wanted to say, may Allah bless those who have returned to him who died. May Allah have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, and admit them into paradise. So we got some very, very good friends that recently returned to Allah, and I prayed to Allah that he would help them to forgive their sins. They were good people, but Allah is the best knower, so that's why no one knows your sins except Allah. But Allah says in the Holy Quran, this book I got in my hand right now, he says that that he has forgiveness for all sins, that he forgives all sins. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that it doesn't matter how big your sins are, how much your sins are, Allah has forgiveness greater or bigger than that. Allah has forgiveness bigger than any sin a person could commit. So never, ever give up on your righteous self. Never get negative. Never say, I'm cursed. Oh, I'm cursed. Oh, I'm cursed. You don't know that. You don't have the human being does not have the capacity to know that he's even going to paradise. They asked Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I know because of all the goods you do that you'll get into paradise. And Prophet, peace be upon him, said, no, I don't know that. He said, only Allah knows that. And he said, if I get into paradise, it will only be because of the mercy of Allah. Only by the mercy of Allah. So your good deeds, keep doing them. But realize that Allah sees your deeds and he counts your deeds and he forgives you and he benefits you in the life of this world, but he's the only one that will let you be in the paradise with him. He says, learn the Quran, because all the verses that you know in the Quran brings you closer to the presence of Allah after you die. You'll be in heaven, nearer to Allah, nearer to Allah. For every verse that you can recite, every verse lifts you up higher and higher and nearer to Allah. So may Allah bless those who passed and return to him and have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins and admit them into paradise. I'm going to read a verse or two in the Quran, then we're going to close. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the book called Asuria or Shura, and it's verse 105. The people of Noah rejected their messenger. Behold, their brother Noah said to them, will you not fear Allah or appreciate Allah, obey Allah, be afraid of messing up with against Allah? He said, I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for this guidance. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from Allah, the Lord of the world. So fear Allah and obey me. And they said, their response was, they said, shall we believe in you when we see that only the meanest people follow you? Meanest means the lowly, the common people. When we see some big muckamuck, some billionaire following you, then they'll say, yeah, we want to be in. But if they see the people, the common people, the average person, the average people following a prophet, and they say, we like being with him, we trust him, we're going to stick with him, they say, we ain't coming with y'all because we don't see nobody special in your group. Brothers and sisters, don't get tricked. Be humble. Be obedient to Allah, and you will be successful. And all I can say is, if you live the life of this world in the manner that the Islamic culture teaches, then inshallah, I'll see you in the hereafter, and we'll be together forever, because that's what I plan to do, is obey Allah and do what's right. Whenever I make any kind of mistake or error, I'm going to ask Allah to forgive me and have mercy upon me and return me into his favor and let me keep doing what's right and give me the strength to lead others. We say, you'll hear it in a minute. Oh, our Lord, give us the wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes. And grant us the grace to lead. Grant us the grace to lead the righteous. That's the grace I want, too. So, inshallah, we'll be together, brothers and sisters. I'm going to make the du'a to close out the Jummah, and we're going to leave. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Excuse me. Rabbana, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Or you who believe, do you likewise and give him honorable salute. Because he is a messenger that was given the Quran and brought guidance to us. And he is our example and the prophet that we follow as the final messenger of Allah with the guidance that is completely complete and has no doubt or problems in it. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done to transgress that transgressed our duty. Blot out our faults and have mercy upon us and give us strength against those. Establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama salaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama baraka ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim. Salamin innaka Hamidum Majid. And that means, our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. That means as follows. Exalt
Muhammad and the family and followers of Muhammad, as you did exalt Abraham and his family and followers, so surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement or punishment of hell, of the hellfire. Amen. Akim as-salat, that means stand the prayer. Call the comma for standing the prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah. Hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. For the coming of salah, for the coming of salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Brothers and sisters, this is going to be recorded. It's being recorded on Blog Talk Radio, so you just tune in here, Jumu'ah Prayer. It'll say Jumu'ah Prayer Los Angeles, and when you go into it, you can listen to today's talk. It should be available in about an hour, I guess, inshallah, and you can listen to all the other great episodes and things that believers are saying around the country who are also involved with the Blog Talk Radio, and Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad. He's the one who is the director of this program. So I just wanted to mention that. So when you hang up the phone, go on the internet, on your email, not email, go on the internet and do your regular search and just put into the search window Jumu'ah Prayer or Los Angeles Jumu'ah Prayer, and you're going to hear this talk that's being recorded, and it goes all across the country. And may Allah bless all of the believers around the country that are doing this great work of Jumu'ah and other programs for the family, husband and wife programs. And may Allah bless all of you all, and Ramadan Mubarak. We're going to start the Jumu'ah prayer right now to make the two rak'ahs of prayer. This is our intention to perform the Salat Jumu'ah, Salat al-Jumu'ah, two rak'ahs for Allah and Allah only. Fard prayer, obligatory.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
سبحان الله I gotta call the cover.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد كامل الصلاة قد كامل الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
I forgot to call the stand up. This is a stand up for prayer. Estawl, that means make your line straight. Estawl, estawl, make your line straight. Shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لكم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم رات الذين أنمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأبى الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات لا يستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم الله أكبر يا الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين تكبير الله أكبر تكبير
الله أكبر تكبير الله أكبر When we say takbir, we're telling everybody to say Allah is greater and more important than anything or anyone. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We're just very, very happy that we were able to get through the Jummah with some very important information. Of course, we talked about this being Ramadan. Ramadan, make sure that you're doing all the good deeds that you can because Prophet, peace be upon him, said Allah multiplied. In other words, it's like timetable. He multiplies 10 times at least. Every good thing you do in the Ramadan, so your blessings are increased at least 10 times. Every good thing you do during Ramadan. So let us work good. Let us spread information about this religion. And Prophet, peace be upon him, no matter how people treated him, he said he wished that they would be Muslims. Can you imagine if the whole world was full of just really, really wonderful persons, wonderful people that would help you all the time? Always helping each other with all kinds of different things, whatever it is. If everybody would become Muslims, we would have a whole package of information and knowledge, truth, the Quran, the Prophet, peace be upon him, to teach us how to treat each other and how to use the earth in the best manner possible. We would increase our crops. We would increase our wealth. We would increase our building. We would increase everything. That will make us successful. So may Allah make it so someday, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, again, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We're so happy you joined us today. And again, thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for being there for us with the director, Brother Amin, being there for us and helping to bring our Jummah to the public. And we really appreciate everybody. Inshallah, that means God willing, we'll see you next week. So again, Ramadan. Mubarak. Have a blessed Ramadan. We only have a few more days left. And just keep in mind that to keep up with your reading, catch up with your reading, and make sure that if you're behind, that you finish the Ramadan reading before the Ramadan is over. And inshallah, we'll talk to you next time. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Oh, one thing I wanted to say also is that in the month of Shawwal, which is the 10th month of the Islamic calendar. Next month, if I don't speak to you before then, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that Allah says that if anybody fasts 6 days in Shawwal, 6 days in Shawwal, and the 30 days of Ramadan is added to that, Allah gives them the blessing of like they were fasting the whole year, the whole year. And all the months of the year, the whole year, you will be receiving blessings, multiplied blessings, just like you're receiving multiplied blessings now during the month of Ramadan. So peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.